This is Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everyone. We're broadcasting to Europe on 41.61 and 49.63 meters. That's on frequencies of 7,210 and 6,045 kilohertz. And to the Far East on 19.83 and 25.37 meters, which is on frequencies of 15,130 and 11,825 kilohertz. We're still in the testing stage for the Far East, so your reception report will be greatly appreciated.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to another edition of your program, Happy Station, for this, the 29th of April, 2018. As you probably gathered, we didn't begin with our usual theme song. Instead, we began with a frequency announcement from Radio Nederland from 1971. And that's because today's program is another one in our continuing series of 90th anniversary specials, with the big program coming up in November of this year. Now, for those who are, well, longtime listeners of Happy Station, going back to the Tom Meyer era, and of course even Eddie's start, today we're focusing on something, a tradition that Tom began not too long after he became the host of Happy Station. And that was called Open House. Open House was when Tom and his whole Happy Station crew opened the doors of Radio Nederland to the big Studio 11 and either recorded the program in front of a live audience or would do the program live, and then, of course, it was repeated later to other regions. Today, on this anniversary program, the fourth in our continuing series, we're now going to bring you the first ever open house show. Now, Happy Station in those days was approximately 80 minutes long, but this program was a little bit shorter. The other ones are all 80 minutes, but this one actually does fit into the schedule of this program. So let's go back to September 10th, 1971, with the first ever Open House Happy Station show.
It's a very special moment for all of us here at Happy Station. It's time for Open House. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first open house in history. Yes, you are witnessing a very important moment in the history of Happy Station, because this is the first international open house show you will be hearing. First of all, welcome to all of you here in the studio. We're very glad that you could make it, and I can tell our friends at home, wherever you may be in the world, that we even have four American ladies who came all the way from Amsterdam to Hilversum. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming to the studio. Studio 11, and of course I can't start to tell you who all the people are here, but I'm sure that you in the studio and you at home, or I hope that you'll enjoy the show as much as we enjoy putting it on. Now, when the music department and I, on my instructions of course, decided to do this show, it was agreed that I would do the talking. And just before going on the air, somebody asked me, do you have the least idea of what you're going to say? And I said, yes, precisely, the least. But that's all. And anyway, boys, I said, I only promise to do the talking. Beg your pardon? Yeah, well, that's what I thought you said. Anyway, there's nothing, of course, like a good show. And this is nothing like a good show so far. So I think it's a very good idea right now to bring on somebody else. Not you, somebody else, I said. And the first item in our international open house show has some Latin flavor in it and is meant, of course, especially for our Spanish-speaking audience. Sí, les digo con brazos abiertos, muy bienvenidos, amigos, a este primer programa de Puerta Abierta. Un show internacional una vez por mes en su programa dominical La Estación de la Alegría. Y estamos aquí en el estudio número 11 de Radio Nederland, la emisora mundial holandesa. Sí, hoy quería presentarles unos artistas holandeses en vez de tocar solamente sus discos. Y primeramente empecemos con el trío Los Alegres. Sí, the trio Los Alegres. Este trio de dos chicos y una chica, y la chica se llama Janet, muy bienvenida, y dos chicos, Hans y Doy. ¿Ya? Sí, correctamente. Su primera canción, me parece, se llama El Relicario, ¿no?
Sí.
Bien, el trío Los Alegres con El Relicario.
Esa mujer que huyendo se apartó la conocí. Pero torero no es castigo, no es castizo. Iban calesa, perdiendo guerra. Mirarle me estremecí.
Y él al notarlo bajó del coche y muy garbosa hacia mí.
Tiró la copa con gestativo y descubriéndose me dijo así:
pisa morena, pisa con garbo, que un relicario te voy a hacer. Un trocito de mi capote que haya pisado tus lindos pies. Pisa morena, pisa con garbo, que un relicario te voy a hacer. Un trocito de mi capote, que haya pisado tus lindos pies.
Relicario, and that was the first number by our first group today here, and I told you in the beginning in Spanish that is who they are, Trio Los Alegres. All three of you are from The Hague, I think, and I've told our friends what your names are. I haven't told you yet that Doy comes from Aruba, and Jeanette and Hans come from Indonesia. So it is truly an international show today. Now, since this is the Spanish part of the program, Doy, you speak Spanish, so let's have a little talk together, okay?
Why not, sir?
Muy bien, pues este conjunto, el trío Los Alegres, canta en castellano.
Sí, señor.
Y con un repertorio sudamericano y español. Me parece que no hay mucha competencia de esta clase de música aquí en Holanda.
Aquí en Holanda no, hay como dos o tres grupos más, pero no son profesionales, pues... Uh-huh.
Somos es bueno, ¿eh?
Sí, va bien.
¿Y eso quiere decir que ustedes tienen mucho trabajo aquí?
Sí, hay bastante trabajo para nosotros.
Uh-huh. ¿Y también fuera de Holanda o solamente aquí en el país?
A veces vamos para Alemania, Bélgica o Francia, pero más parte quedamos en Holanda.
Uh-huh. Y, por ejemplo, una semana del trío Los Alegres, ¿quiere decir que ustedes están trabajando cada día?
No cada día, los lunes y miércoles casi nunca hay trabajo.
Qué bueno.
Los días, sí, hay. Los viernes y sábados uh-huh. a veces trabajamos tres o cuatro veces al día.
¿Y cómo se han encontrado? Porque estos dos vienen de Indonesia y usted viene de Aruba. ¿Cómo se han encontrado?
Sí, he venido aquí con dos otros chicos arubanos, uh-huh. pero después de unos años regresaron para Aruba uh-huh. y yo iba buscando otra gente para trabajar uh-huh. y encontré a los dos.
Qué suerte, ¿no?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Y con una guapita como Janet, sí, una suerte doble.
Sí, gracias.
Pues bien, podríamos charlar una hora, pero no tenemos el tiempo. Y es por eso que quería decir muchísimas gracias por haber venido a Puerta Abierta, esta parte de la Estación de la Alegría. Y vamos a oír otra canción, ¿no?
Sí, señor.
¿Y cómo se llama?
De México, Guadalajara.
Thank you.
provinciana, huele esa linda rosa temprana. A ver el jara fresco de río, son mis palomas, tu casarío. Guadalajara, Guadalajara, sabes a pura tierra mojada.
El conjunto holandés Los Alegres tomó a su cargo hoy la parte de este programa para nuestros amigos de habla castellano. Y dentro de unos momentos voy a presentarles un artista holandés con unos minutos de divertimiento para los oyentes de habla inglesa. And at this point I'd like to say to the boys of the Piet Zonneveld Orchestra to sit down and relax for a moment, since their places will be taken by another combo, the Rob van Krefeld combo. So now you know about the Rob van Krefeld Quartet. I said the Rob van Krefeld Combo, it should be the quartet, but you know that, of course, because there are four people in this quartet, for a change. Now, it's not unusual for an artist to have had a different training, to have had a training which has nothing whatsoever to do, or very little, with what he's actually doing for, well, for a living. And I could name, for instance, three colleagues of mine, Jim van der Valk, one of our Dutch staff announcers, Michiel Hennis, one of our TV producers, and Hans Kramer, one of our radio directors, all of them being lawyers. Well, exactly the same thing goes for our next guest, who is a well-known and well-loved entertainer, a top entertainer here in Holland, known not only in Holland but also outside of Holland, especially, of course, then with our Dutch audience. And this gentleman tried to combine his love for the theatre and studying law, and unlike many others, he was very successful in doing so. He became a lawyer in 1963, and the moment he got his degree, he started realizing his lifelong dream, which was having his own theater, which he accomplished in the next year, 1964, a little theater in The Hague. So, a lawyer by training and an entertainer by profession, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Paul van Vliet. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
Now, I've said that you are known in Holland and also a little bit outside of Holland, especially with the Dutch people. You are going to take care of the English part in Open House today. Now, you have an English show, apparently, otherwise you couldn't be here. And how did all this happen? Why do you have an English show?
Well, 2 years ago, I was asked by the, how is it called, the International Transplantation Society.
Yes.
We had a great meeting in The Hague. Mm-hmm. If I could do my work in English, and I said yes. I didn't have one text in English by that moment.
You just said yes and feared for the worst and hoped for the best.
Yes, but then I had a year and we worked very hard on it. We translated my Dutch material. We wrote.
You didn't transplant them, you only translated them.
Yeah. Yes, there was. And a year later, there were 1,700 surgeons from all over the world. Dr. Barnard and his clan.
Aha, did they take you to pieces?
No, the critics did.
I see. I don't believe it, but anyway. Yeah. And that's when your English show started.
Yes, and
there we are.
I was amazed that it turned out rather well. And after that, I was asked to do it more on great international meetings. I did it for the Interparliamentarian Union.
Oh, whatever that may be, yes.
I still don't know.
Now, do you have you also performed with your English language show outside of Holland?
No, never.
Never? You've only done it in Holland, so all the people who want to hear Paul van Vliet in English will, for the time being, have to come to Holland.
There are places that are sunny. There are places that are quaint. There are places that are funny, and a lot of them that ain't. But as one place in your folder, only one that gets you here. It's the land of dyke and polder, of good virtues and good cheer. Come to Holland, come to Holland. It is as flat and as even as Twiggy in her teens. Come to Holland, come to Holland. It's so densely populated, you keep thinking of sardines. Come to Holland, come to Holland, where the people speak the English fluently. Hear the story of our seagoing tradition. When you're crowded, then you have to go to sea. See our red and ruddy faces, see the dimple in our chin, see our cows with so much milk that the people turn to gin. Feel the muscles on our women, all from pedaling our bikes, and see our fingers that are swollen, all from plugging up our dikes. Come to Holland, come to Holland. There is culture in the air, in the faces, in the names. Come to Holland, come to Holland, where a lot of people look as if they ought to be in frames. Come to Holland, come to Holland, where you still see Rembrandt's mother take a nap. And when you go around a corner in a trolley, a Rubens woman may fall plump into your lap. In this country of canals, you are not safe without a boat. Be as clever as the Dutch, wear wooden shoes to keep afloat. And be sure to make your memories as vivid as you can. Buy a souvenir from Holland, made in Hong Kong or Japan. Come to Holland, come to Holland, where it's heaven for the British to feel London folk again. Come to Holland, come to Holland, where the masochists assemble to suffer from the rain. Come to Holland, come to Holland, where the mood is sure generally good. A fat land of milk and of honey, unless you forget to bring money. Where the people, their hearts are as big as the country is small. Come to Holland, come to Holland. But it may take one whole day to see it all.
Yes, come to Holland. What was that, Paul, that you said in this song where the masochists assembled to suffer from the rain?
Yes, Tom.
Well, you're wrong today because let's start this little conversation with a typical barber's opening. You've picked a beautiful day to come to Hilversum.
Yeah, it's a rare sensation in this rainy country.
Yes, it is. Because we're known for, not too good weather, as you said.
No, we have every year we have this wet period, which includes winter, spring, summer, and autumn.
Mm-hmm. And that's why at the end of the year all the Dutch people are singing I'm Dreaming of a Wet Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
How would you characterize our weather here in Holland? What kinds of weather do we have?
Well, it's a rainy country. I'll never forget a day when the sun came out. I was 12 then, I think.
Oh, really? The day you became 12, or were you 12?
The day I became 12. And my old grandmother was one of the few citizens who had seen sunshine before. Mm-hmm. So she was called in by the government to identify it.
To identify this UFO, this unidentified flying object?
Yes. You know, we have two types of weather here. Huh?
Only two?
Yeah, bad and very bad.
Oh, I see, yes. But listen, you're talking about bad and very bad and your grandmother being called in to identify the sun. Today is a beautiful day, and the trouble with a beautiful day is that everybody goes out into the streets and wants to enjoy that rare phenomenon, the sun. And then, of course, it's so filled up, everybody on the streets and on the highways and in the grass and in the meadows, that it's too full. We don't have enough room, we don't have enough space, we don't have enough houses. What do we have enough of?
Well, I think togetherness.
Togetherness, yeah. We have to.
Here particularly, you can say that the family who prays together stays together.
Mm-hmm. And?
Yeah. Because there is a housing shortage, and although they do not want to pray together, they certainly do not want to stay together, and they do not want to pay together. They go Dutch.
Yes, well, it's funny you say they go Dutch. Did you ever notice that all expressions in the English language that have anything to do with Dutch are negative? Go Dutch, a Dutch date, a Dutch treat, a Dutch wife, and so on and so forth. Do you know where this comes from?
No.
This is from the time that we always defeated the English at sea, so they hated us so much that everything which was bad was Dutch. But Paul, coming back to the Dutch and Holland of today, well, you've said that it's so bad here and the weather is bad and we only have togetherness, but how come that, generally speaking, Dutch people are happy? Because they are.
Well, I think it's because they still believe in fairy tales.
Hmm. Is that so?
Yes, I think so. Those fairy tales, Tom, have never lost their actuality.
The fairy tales are with us every day. For gold is still our favorite precious metal. And though it is a long time since the last frog turned into a prince, still every little Hansel gets his Gretel. The fairy tales are with us every day. We've got electric elves to do the dishes. We still possess those magic wands. They now make redheads out of blondes. King Credit Card fulfills our many wishes. He and she or me, he makes vow, love me now, and time will bring golden ring, wedding veil, fairy tale. The fairy tales are with us every day. We still prefer the carriage to the wagon. The king will still do many things to get his daughter's wedding rings. Prince Pepsodent has killed the daily dragon. The fairy tales are with us every day. The poor still try their luck, sometimes make it. The emperor's new clothes today are seen in every other play. But no more little boys to say he's naked. Mothers wait, dad is late, busy day, see long delay, a client came, yeah, what's his name, good for sales, fairy tales. The fairy tales are with us every day. The mirror on the wall still doesn't flatter. We made a giant step somehow, we poison our own apples now. No wicked fairy queen could do it better. The fairy tales are with us every day.
We're either slaying dragons or pretending. We're happy that in many ways we reenact the olden days. But we are not so sure about the ending.
Yes, well, Paul, I'm very thankful that it's not a fairy tale that you're here in open house. And, well, since this program comes from Holland, why not speak a few words in Dutch? Because your Dutch fans all over the world might think that you've forgotten. Het is misschien wel mogelijk dat een aantal Nederlandse luisteraars jou nu voor het eerst in het Engels horen. Waar ben jij? Nee, je hebt gezegd, je bent in het buitenland nog niet geweest met je Engelse show, hè?
Nou, heel lang geleden. Ik heb 10 jaar geleden een tournee gemaakt door Noord- en Zuid-Amerika. En toen heb ik in Canada opgetreden. En toen hebben zij het heel slecht een half Engels, half Hollands programma gedaan.
Maar daar was nog niks van dit repertoire bij, denk ik?
Nee, niets.
Nee. Well, I think that's about enough Dutch for all our Dutch-speaking friends. And let's go on in English. Now, you've been making jokes about everything which is bad in Holland. But of course, we all know that Holland has many positive things. It's a very small country, but we're big in many things, like having the biggest harbor in the world. And we do, you know. Everybody's looking at me as if I'm lying, but we do. And for years and years, we used to have the tallest minister of foreign affairs in the world.
Yeah.
It's a pity he went, isn't it?
No, with the greatest mistakes.
And we've been big in other things, like being very progressive in many things, in marriage, for instance. I think you have something to say in one of your talks or one of your songs about what's happening to marriage in Holland, haven't you?
Well, I don't know. You said that Holland is a progressive country, and mm-hmm. I think all those changements mm-hmm. will bring some good developments too in Holland. Because
such as?
Oh, there'll be soon no more adultery and no more divorce because people don't just get married anymore.
Nobody?
No. I know, no, nobody either. You know, a lot of people are worried about this development, mainly the florists.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Well, people don't have weddings anymore. And with today's medical science, they have to wait a long time for the funerals, too. You know, the only people the florists can count upon in the future to get married are the Catholic priests.
That's right. They do get married. Yes, you're absolutely right.
For them, it has still the attraction of something new.
Well, that's one of the points where we are progressive. You were talking about religion now. And, of course, I suppose that Dolomina still means a lot to many foreigners, too. This was this woman's liberation movement. Mm. What do you think of Dolomina?
Well, I think they're great. Mm. As long as they stay dull.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the problems of too much emancipation, I think, is that when you want to play cards, you can't anymore, because in a deck of cards, you'll only find queens. Yeah. Okay, Paul, well, we could go on talking forever, of course. There's one more thing I'd like to ask you. Your kind of performance here in Holland is known as cabaret, which is very difficult to explain to non-Dutch people, because in English, when you say cabaret, most of the people think of a girly show.
Yeah.
Which this, of course,
naked
is definitely...
Naked actors. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Which this is definitely not. But people here in Holland, when they talk about cabaret, think of something satirical, ironical, many times political. You do those satirical things. Do you also want to do... some absurd, ridiculous things? Would you like to do this, or do you have it in your repertoire?
I think I have it in my repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
A song about this weird world.
This weird world. What's the title in Dutch?
Wonderlijke tijden.
Wonderlijke tijden.
In English, the sexy 70s.
Let's hear it.
You wonder what is coming, and you wonder what is going. It is a time of guessing rather than a time of knowing. Philosophies are changing and religions are updated. The younger people set a trend, the older people hate it. The values of today may be ridiculous tomorrow. So if you think of buying, perhaps you'd better borrow. The boys are getting high and the girls are lying low. And granny is more hippie than the latest fashion show. The clean-cut boys of yesterday's, they suddenly are dirt. And in order to be in this swing, you'd better be alert. You'd better not be hesitant, you'd better not be queasy. Be with it in the 70s, but boy, it isn't easy. No, sir, it isn't easy. Just think of all the changes you have to keep track of. My, oh my, the skirts go high. Then hey, ho, the skirts go low. Up, up with the bennet cup. Then rah, rah, burn your bra. And guess what? A political plot. Now left is in, but right is not. Left's all right, but right's in doubt. So right moves left or is left out. And all around the church is found to be quickly losing ground. People straying from the fold. God is dead or getting old. Young priests cannot wait. Being singles out of date. The decision is theirs alone, Our Lady or their own. And high, high, up in the sky, all our children getting high. No one dares to stay in town, for what goes up must come down. And sad, sad the average dad, for if he wants to go to bed, though it is late, he has to wait. His son is in there with his date. And sex, sex, crane your necks. No more fun with the opposite sex. The film's now joined a social whirl. And boy gets boy, and girl gets girl. And parents to be in the know, this is what you've got to show. A son who's sitting in at Yale, and a daughter who is out on bail. So, hey, ho, what do you know? If you say stop, I say go. And that's all there is to know about the ins and out of In and Out.
Paul van Vliet, el actor, cantante, cómico, compositor, autor y jurista holandés, hoy en Puerta Abierta comparte de su repertorio en inglés. Ahora quería charlar unos momentos con nuestro director de orquesta, Piet Zonneveld. Él de origen es pianista y más tarde tocará para nosotros una composición suya, porque también es compositor, arreglador, y todo eso. Ahora estoy aquí con señor Zonneveld al piano. Y tengo ahora, porque no habla castellano, señor Zonneveld, ahora tengo que cambiar otra vez al inglés. My musical director, as I said just a few moments ago, Piet Zonneveld is a man of many talents. He's a very musical man. He's not only our musical director today, he's the conductor of the orchestra. He is an arranger, he's a composer. But you're not a man of very many words, are you, Pete?
No, Tom, I'm not. I'd rather play the piano.
Well, of course, you are going to play the piano in a few moments. But, now I think I should explain that this is mainly the orchestra laughing. Okay, what is the composition, your own composition, that we're going to hear by you and the orchestra?
The Bossa Nova Swing.
Thank you. Pete Sonneveld and his orchestra in Bossa Nova Swing. And now, of course, you've heard the name of Pete Sonneveld so many times, and I think it's only right that I should tell you who the orchestra are. Well, Pete at the piano, of course, and then Joop Scholten, guitar, Kees Smal, trumpet and bugle, Chris Dekker, drums, Henny Kluvers, saxophone and flute, and Koos Seriersen, bass guitar. And let's give them a nice round of applause. Now, yes, all Happy Station addicts all over the world know that in almost every regular Happy Station show, I say a few words to our French-speaking audience scattered all over the world, and we have many friends that speak and or understand French. Now, today in Open House, one of the most popular young singers in Holland today is going to sing to all of you, of course, to all of you here in the studio and to all of you at home, but I think I can say especially, in particular, to all those friends of ours who are lovers of the French chanson. Elle est venue avec ses musiciens, Bob Adams, Eric Ineke et Wim Esset. Et elle s'appelle Lenny Cour. Bonjour ou bonsoir, Lenny.
Bonjour, Tom.
Bienvenue ici à Open House, maison ouverte, on pourrait dire. Lenny, bien que tu es hollandaise, je crois que parmi les langues étrangères dans lesquelles tu chantes, de temps en temps, le français est ta langue favorite, c'est vrai?
C'est pas vrai, parce que j'aime aussi la langue anglaise. Mais c'est la France où je travaille beaucoup.
Tu travailles beaucoup en France maintenant?
Oui, maintenant je vais faire une 33 tours. Et on est en train de la faire maintenant. Et ça me plaît beaucoup.
Je me rappelle que tu m'as dit que la première chanson que tu as chantée comme, disons, professionnelle...
C'était une chanson polonaise.
Une chanson polonaise. Et maintenant tu viens de Pologne, non?
Oui, je viens de venir de Pologne il y a une semaine. Mm-hmm. Et il y avait un festival là aussi, une festival. Maintenant, cette année, j'ai fait 4 ou quelque chose comme ça, je ne me souviens plus.
Sí, porque ahora quería decir a nuestros amigos oyentes de habla española que Lenny Cour, esta artista holandesa, acaba de cantar en unos festivales en América del Sur, en Chile, en México, y este momento que estamos grabando este programa, en una semana o algo así, se irá a... ¿dónde? Río.
Río, sí.
Río de Janeiro. Bon, mais tu étais en train de dire que tu viens maintenant de ce festival en Pologne, Sopot.
Et
qu'est-ce que on a te donné là-bas?
j'ai réussi d'avoir le deuxième prix et le prix de public. Et ça me plaît beaucoup parce que le public, c'est le plus important chose.
Oui, c'est vrai. Et puisque le public, c'est le plus important, maintenant aussi ici dans le studio, la première chanson que tu vas chanter, comment ça s'appelle?
Ça s'appelle « Entends la vie ». La musique, j'ai fait moi-même. La parole, les paroles de Michel Jourdan.
« Entends la vie ».
Combien de temps pour que se fanent les regrets? L'avenir qui souvent n'est rien qu'une ombre nous fait douter. Mais le cri d'un enfant qui vient au monde nous fait brisé. On croit déjà notre jeunesse envolée. On ne croit plus en rien, des nuits entières, en rien c'est vrai. Mais l'oiseau qui revient dans la lumière nous fait à chanter. Entend la vie, elle te dit que tu existes. Entend la vie, elle n'est jamais vraiment triste. Non. Un soir, on voit celui qu'on aime très loin partir. On fait semblant pourtant quand même de sourire. En plein soleil pour nous c'est la tourmente, le vent du nord. Mais le jour d'un retour à de longs chanteurs encore.
Entends la vie. C'est vrai que tu as écrit quelques chansons en anglais maintenant, hein?
Oui, cette année j'écris 4 chansons en anglais.
Well, and since you have written some songs in English, I don't think it's fair to keep everything from those people who don't understand French, so how about going on in English for a few moments?
Well, okay. That's all right, yes.
Because we were just saying before that you work quite a lot in France. You're going to record your first LP there, with which,
yes,
of course, we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
Hope to hear it in the future, have it in the future. And I'd like to make a date right here and now, Lenny, that you promise us to come back very soon to open house with some of your English songs.
Yes, I would like to do that.
Well,
because, you know, the English songs, those are the newest, and I feel fine, and oh well, the songs I sing now, also I like to do them, but the others are quite new, and I always like to sing the new songs.
I know, I'm going to tell the people here and at home a little secret, that when we contacted you about doing the French part of Open House, you said, well, yes, of course, I'll gladly do it, but can't I sing my English songs, because these are the latest? And we said, no, you'll have to wait until the next time, because we need somebody to sing in French. We were also saying before that you've done quite a number of festivals so far, two in South America,
yes,
and another one to come.
Yes, and in Poland. I was in Greece this year,
mm-hmm,
and now I'm going to Rio, and I
looking
think
forward
it's quite
to it?
A lot. Oh, yes, I really do, but it's so, you know, it takes so much of your nerves.
Yes, and that's true.
And I would like to, I think that's the last one I will do.
Mm-hmm. That's enough.
This year, it's enough, yes, because I'm always getting trembling.
You're coming from some festival or going to some festival right now.
Yeah.
Well, Lenny, you promised me to come back and do some English songs in the future, but you're not going to leave us without singing another French song. And what is that?
La chanson prochaine.
La chanson prochaine s'appelle...
Dans mon pays, dans mon village.
Dans mon pays, dans mon village, pour se comprendre, on ne dit rien, c'est la chanson, notre langage. Dans mon pays, dans mon village, pour une joie, pour un chagrin, c'est la chanson, notre langage. Même un bonjour devient musique, même un bonsoir est un refrain, on voit toujours les gens sourire. Rien qu'en chantant, on sait traduire que tout va mal, que tout va bien, on rend en gai ce qui est triste. Ah, dans mon pays, dans mon village, pour se comprendre, on ne dit rien, c'est la chanson, notre langage. Ah, dans mon pays, dans mon village, pour une joie, pour un chagrin, c'est la chanson, notre langage. La 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 la
dans notre école, apprend l'histoire et le latin, en fredonnant chaque parole. Les amoureux font tous de même, les amoureux sont musiciens, ils chantent bien tous les « je t'aime ». Dans mon pays, dans mon village, pour se comprendre, on ne dit rien, c'est les chansons, notre langage. Elle est toujours dans mes bagages, cette chanson, et même au loin, chante les cœurs de mon village.
Was Lenny Coeur, accompanied by Bob Adams, Erik Ineke, and Wim Essed. Well, I think, Mr. Musical Director Piet Sonneveld, that we're approaching the end of our first open house show.
Tom, I'm only the musical director, but you promised to sing a song for us, you see?
Yes.
Remember?
Well, I didn't say it then, Pete. I didn't say I was going to sing a song. But you said it now, and you're the musical director, so I'll just have to obey you. So if it turns out to be not really singing, but something else, I'm sure that everybody will bear with me. I'm now losing all kinds of things, but not the lyrics of the song, which is going to be, you could say, a sort of international tulip symphony. Now, I'm sure that you don't understand what I mean by all that. And it's a good thing that you don't understand what I mean by all that, because I hope that you'll be able to understand the lyrics of this, well, yes, let's call it an international tulip symphony. This song is known the world over. I bet it's known by you all. On connaît cette mélodie, mais j'ai changé les paroles. Cantaré sobre las flores, flores de nuestro país. Nun möchten Sie gern in Bonn oder Bern mal wissen, was das alles ist. If you didn't recognize the verse, it's tulips from Amsterdam. Comme surprise pour les auditeurs, tulipes d'Amsterdam. Een internationale bos, tulpen uit Amsterdam. Tulipanes colorados, en colores variados. Weil ich selbst nicht kommen kann, schick ich Tulpen aus Amsterdam. En mi canción se trata de tulipanes, tulipanes de Amsterdam. Tis waarachtig net ons volkslied, de tulpen uit Amsterdam. Wenn auch ursprünglich ein deutsches Lied, tulpen aus Amsterdam. Since I can't be there to meet you, here are tulips now to greet you. Je vous donne dans ce programme des tulipes d'Amsterdam, des tulipes d'Amsterdam. It's true, you know, what I said. This is originally a German song. And I said it in Dutch, het lijkt waarachtig wel ons volkslied. People all over the world have started to think that this song could only be written in Holland, and that, of course, is not true. It was written in Germany, but has become more or less our second national anthem. Well, without really realizing it, we've come to the end of our first open house show. How time flies. Remember, the house is always open, so to all of you here in the studio, I'd like to say, please come back whenever you feel like it. The doors of Open House are always open once every month from now on. ¿Qué más puedo decir? Hasta la próxima vez, cuando estaremos de nuevo aquí en el estudio número 11. Ahora nos despedimos de todos ustedes aquí en el estudio y también de nuestros amigos oyentes en sus casas en todas partes del mundo. And now, Pete Sonnefeld, will you please close the doors of Open House?
The first ever Open House Happy Station show from September the 10th, 1971. And we're running out of time, so I have to leave you right now. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
As long as I live, you'll be in my